Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. This is how you remind me.
Samplings of pop music. Thinking yesterday, Jennifer, as I was driving the car, listening to some of my old CDs. I was listening to CBS. I have a book that I'm reading, and I brought the CD along to listen to part of that. But then I didn't want to listen to it anymore. The guy's voice is boring. So I put in some of my moldy oldie doo-wop CDs, Richie.
Oh, I bet you were singing.
Crank them babies up. Wow, was I having a good time.
Man, I need to hook up with you and set you up with Apple Music or Spotify.
Yeah, you do.
So that you can just have playlists, 31 million songs at your fingers, yep. Doug.
Right there. Help your brother out.
Including,
Can we talk about Nickelback for a second? Because this is Nickelback, and I know you're
all right. Nickelback, number one during this week in 2002. How You Remind Me is the name of the song. What do you want to talk about?
Well, they've been giving Nickelback a bad rap on social media. It seems like it's a thing. I don't know. Pop culture, right. The public. It seems like it's become a thing to say how stupid and terrible Nickelback is. And I have to say, I don't think this is stupid and terrible. I like it. I am going to stand up proud
it's
as
good
a Nickelback fan.
Heavy metal pop.
I don't know anything about it. I'll take your word for it.
But there is a lot in recent years. Maybe it's just because when you reach a certain line of popularity that everybody feels that it's just too much and they start taking shots at you.
All right, let's see if people did that. Number one song during this week in 2001 belonged to Destiny's Child.
What the?
Shoes on my feet, I found the clothes
of Independent Woman. All right, come on, Jen, sing along.
Love it. This is my theme song.
This is your theme song?
Independent Woman.
Not really.
Yeah. I can give you somebody else that applies to as well.
I know. I do accept gifts, though. As much as I buy my own stuff, I will accept gifts. Yeah, so I guess that makes me semi-independent.
Number one this week, 2001. Let's go back to the number one song during this week in 2000, Christina Aguilera. That's a good song. What a girl.
What a girl. Part of a movie?
No, I don't remember that. They used it
in What a Girl Wants, which was Mel Gibson and Helen Hunt.
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie.
Have you ever searched for words?
Brandy. Number one during this week in 1999. Have you ever? What's the story of this song? I don't remember it, Jen Jen.
I don't remember this song either. I mean, Brandy was a big deal for a long time.
Brandy, the only Brandy.
And her brother
is the
reason that Kim Kardashian is famous. Ray J is Brandy's brother, and that is who made the initial sex tape with Kim Kardashian.
That's all his fault.
Yep. Blame Ray J.
Really? The only Brandy I know is the song that used to be repeatedly played.
Looking Glass.
Yeah.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. Such a good girl.
Times.
Such a good wife.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. Yeah.
Right.
Don't hear that anymore because it's a 70s song. Can't do that
now
anymore
we're talking.
On the radio. Savage Garden, number one during this week in 1998. Truly, Madly, Deeply. Good song. Good pop song.
I wanna lay like this forever until the sky falls down over me.
I feel like Rich is throwing up a little in his mouth.
A little bit.
Really?
All right. None of it's bad. Just not my stuff. The Christina Aguilera, the Brandy, the Destiny's Child. You know,
there's a couple of good songs in here.
Here's another one.
This is a good song. 97. Number one this week, 1997. Tony Braxton, Unbreak My Heart.
Just bring me some.
What's that?
I need guitars.
You do?
Yeah, I need guitars.
Can we go back up here?
I need something, I need
Mariah Carey and Boys to Men.
Now, here we go.
At least there's guitars.
Not bad.
All right, 1-3 day.
Monster hit.
Monster. And it was a big deal for these guys to get together.
Yeah. Why? They didn't like each other?
Because they were both mega famous at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
It's okay. It works. It did nicely. I mean, look at the Robert De Niro got together with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. And look what came out of that. A good movie.
That's right.
Big egos can get together. It's 29 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Many of us today do work which doesn't yield immediate, tangible results. Decisions may take months for results to materialize.
You'll see them eventually. However, it doesn't pack the same punch as a project where you can see the payoff immediately. So here's a solution. Take on a tangible project this weekend.
For instance, you could paint a room for instant gratification.
Or take on a major clean out and clean up project.
Balance both the nature of your payoffs and the length of time before you realize them.
If your work produces intangible results in the short run, try balancing it with activities at home that create quick, tangible results.
It will give you the mojo to keep plugging on longer term projects and help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Remembered for almost dying from an adverse reaction to a sleep aid during his career, this NBA All-Star spent 13 seasons in the NBA, totaling almost 10,000 points.
It's a hard push after a turnover and a great pass to Pierce.
So where is Tom Gugliotta now? Tom had been living the quiet life since his retirement in 2005. He's worked at youth clinics for the Atlanta Hawks, passing on his knowledge to the next generation. Tom may have gone too far with the refs in 2012 while he attended a game between his alma mater, NC State, and Florida State.
He's making eye contact with the fans.
It's Tom Gugliotta and Chris Corciani, who is right. And they're being asked to leave. Wow.
Tom Gugliotta, still making noise after all these years. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.